The crisis in northern Syria is already a human catastrophe. Now it's also fast becoming a geopolitical one. Today, Turkish artillery and rocket systems like this one fired at Russian and Syrian government forces in northwest Syria. The Turks are responding to an airstrike yesterday that killed 33 of their soldiers. Turkey is blaming Russia. Russia says it was an accident. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov said tragedy could have been avoided if the Turkish military had notified Moscow of the position of Turkish troops. Turkey rejects that and is now appealing to its NATO allies and the European Union for support. Meanwhile, there's the human cost to all of this. Millions of Syrians are displaced. In Istanbul today, refugees from Syria clamored to board buses as Turkey appeared to be loosening border controls with its neighbors Greece and Bulgaria. Other migrants are putting out to sea, heading for the islands of Greece and hoping to enter the European Union by boat. Nearly 4 million refugees have crossed into Turkey since the start of the Syrian war, and the EU remains uncertain how to respond to another escalating refugee crisis if migrants are allowed to flee Turkey and head further into Europe. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg expressed concern about the escalation in fighting.
Allies condemn the continued indiscriminate airstrikes by the Syrian regime and Russia in Idlib province.
Stoltenberg called on the Syrian government and its Russian ally to halt their offensive.
To respect international law and to back UN efforts for a peaceful solution.
Russian and Syrian government forces are attacking Idlib province in the northwest of Syria to try to destroy the last major rebel stronghold inside the country. The recent fighting has displaced at least 1 million more Syrians, and they're hoping to escape into Turkey. For its part, Turkey says it's fighting in Syria to protect Syrian civilians to allow them to remain inside their own country. Hosefa Al-Khatib knows what it's like to be displaced. He's a journalist and a relief worker who had to flee from one war-torn region of Syria, ending up now in Idlib.
The border between Turkey and Syria is closed, and there is a wall, and no one allowed to cross it even now.
So what's going on with the people who are in Idlib right now? Are they still under siege?
People here very afraid because, as you see, Assad regime and Russian bombing and airplane strikes Idlib city and the rural of Idlib city. So they are so afraid. But before this time, all people were thinking about to go to border and smash the wall and cross to Turkey and then to Europe.
If Turkey did open the border, how many people in Idlib do you think would try and leave? Like most of them?
If not all of them, the most. The majority of people here are want to cross the border and just they want to live as the people in other countries live, have their freedom, and there is no bombing, no killing children, no shilling hospital. They can live as a normal person.
Hosefa, on top of your job reporting for Watan FM, you've been volunteering as a relief worker. Could you just give us a sense of the conditions that people in Idlib have been living through this winter? I mean, we're hearing devastating stories of people freezing to death. What do people need?
Actually, people need everything. As you said, this year, 9 people dead because of the lack of heating. People have nothing to warm their children, their families. It is so miserable. No word can describe the way they are living. Some people, they still living under trees and in the streets. There is no tenant, no house, no anything to live in.
So if the Turkish-Syria border stays closed and the siege continues to destroy Idlib, where are all those people going to go?
People will decide to move to the borders and they want to protest there. And if nothing happened, they want to smash the wall and cross to Turkey, even though they know that the Turkish will shoot them. So they say that we are dead here or there. So let's us try another way. Maybe we'll succeed and live in another country.
Huzaifa, is that something that you would take part in? Would you go up to the border and help others bring down that wall, smash that wall?
I will not, because it is not allowable, because there is borders. I don't know what to say. Even though it is so miserable here and people are dying, but I don't see it as a way to escape from death, because there is troops at the border and you need some papers and some you should have a passport, and I don't have any identifying for myself to go there to do anything.
You don't have papers, you don't have documents, you're saying?
Yes.
Huzaifa al-Khatib, thank you very much for being with us. Good luck. We're thinking of you and all the people of northern Syria.
Thank you very much.